Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting live from the Washington, D.C. area. And today is Sunday, February the 24th. Amen. Like I said earlier, we're going to talk about this is another part two of a special prayer radio broadcast for our youth. Our youth are going through major changes in school and everything, and just all kinds of things are going on. And I just feel like that God is calling us as adults to intercede on behalf of our youth and to speak to our youth and to tell our youth just how much that we love them. You know, sometimes we get so busy and just being busy and either whether it's working or anything, and we just don't have the time or whatever to really spend time like we were. And the thing that we got to understand is that if we don't spend time with them, okay, if we don't chase after them, then the adversary, our enemy, will. You know, the drug dealer will. You know, the streets will. You know, the video games and stuff, and the TV, they will, and they begin to shape their mind for the future. And what we want to do as parents, as pastors, as preachers, as leadership, as teachers, as administrators, as peers, and all the above, all of us across the board, what we want to do is that we want to be able to put, you know, our ideas into the image of our children to the point that they don't go out and shoot someone, or they don't go out or be abused and stuff like that. You know, one of the things that we're going to talk about later, probably another segment, is about ways about protecting our children from the predators and things like that, things that would cause them to do harm, you know. As parents, we got to tell our children that we love them. We have to. It's a must. We must tell them on a regular basis how much they mean to us, you know. And we just got to do it, you know. We're living at a time right now. And one of the things I shared on Friday was that we live in a time that's totally different than when I'm of age. We live in a time when I was young. It's totally different. It's the same, but it's the impact of what the outside or what that affected us is greater than any time before. So we just have to be careful. We have to be prayerful for our youth because they have more coming at them than we ever did before. You know, it may be the same thing because the Bible says there's nothing new underneath the sun, but there's an intensity in it with the enemies used to attack our youth more so. So our thing is that we got to do whatever it takes, you know, to protect them and to encourage them and to show them that we love them and to show them that they're not by themselves. Amen. One of the things that I have for you to do, I will want to share with you, is that I have a few Bible verses that deals with the youth and just deal with not just youth but all of us in general, you know. And the first one I'm going to start off reading, I believe it's coming from Proverbs 1 and verses 8 through 9. It says, "Listen, my son, to your father's instructions, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. They will be garland to a grace, to grace your head, and a chain to adorn your neck." Something to put on your head to a point where that you begin to remember, you know. Listen to my son, to your father, to my son, to my daughter. Listen, children. Listen, those that are young, to your father's instruction. Do not forsake your mother's teaching. You coming from a relationship where your mother and your father, you know, whoever and stuff like that, whoever's in here, whether it's your grandmother, whoever's raising you, is a Bible-believing Christian, and they're trying to do what is right in the eyesight of God. They have your best interest at heart. They care about you. They do. They want nothing but the best for you. They don't want, you know, they're constantly interceding and praying for you. That's what they care about. And a lot of times, as the youth don't really understand it, they think, you know, a lot of times they think that, well, their parent or their loved one or their guardian is trying to get all up in their business, or they're trying to control them, or they want to know everything, and they think that they should have some privacy. But with the weapons that are out here now against the youth and coming against the young people in the school system, man, listen, somebody needs to have your back. You know, the teachers can only do so much, but you know, the principals and the administrators can only do for so much. And so it has to begin from the house. We have to make sure that we are covering you every time you go out that door. You know, and I know there's a controversy about prayer, because all this is happening because of prayer not being in school. I hear my pastor say today, and I agree with him, look, prayer's out in the house. Before that child or that young man or that young woman leave out going to school or going anywhere, prayer should be a focus point. In fact, he should begin to learn how to be, especially when he gets into teen years, when he begins to be able to speak, he should learn how to pray himself. But prayer starts in the house. Teaching starts in the house, you know, because if you don't begin to pray in your house and teach in your house and be able to relate to the children in the house, the enemy is there waiting for them to destroy them, you know, to send drugs that way, to send people or peers that way that don't have their best interests, that you know, that going through all kinds of stuff. So our part is to make sure as adults, whether we have kids or whether we don't, but to bring correction, you know, and I'm not talking about beating and anything kind of like that, but just show them to bring correction in love and to show them more excellent way, which is in Christ Jesus. That's what our part is, and we don't always do that. You know, a lot of times we don't like to talk to somebody else's kid when we see them doing wrong, because you think that that's not our problem. But the truth of the matter is that it is. It's our responsibility. and we see a child doing something that's wrong, and now we're concerned about whether they're going to say something or be disrespectful, but if they're wrong, they're wrong. To be able to correct them and say, hey, look, son, you know, let me show you another way of doing it. Look, daughter, young lady, let me show you a different way of doing this, because what you're doing is going in the wrong direction, and God does not want you to go in that direction. Why? Because he loved you. He wants nothing but the best for you. He wants nothing but the best for you. That's it. He wants nothing but the best for you. You know? And to be able to understand that. Let's read some more scriptures here. Amen. Let's go to here it is. 1 Samuel 15:23 says that rebellion is as bad as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as bad as worshiping idols. What that means is that for the youth, let me tell you something. When you've been disobedient, when you've been disobedient to your parents, that's a sin. That's like witchcraft in the eyesight of God. You know, and you being stubborn because their parents told you to go clean up your room or take out the trash or come on, let's go to church, and you being stubborn and you being rebellious about it, you know, that's like worshiping idols. Those are not good things in the Bible, okay? Those things in the Bible, according, especially in the Old Testament, is that those type of people was put to death because of those kind of things, or witchcraft, okay? So the thing for you, you want to be obedient to your parents and everything, because to be obedient to them is also to be obedient to God and the things that God has called you to do. And the things that God has called you to do. So you want to be able to say, you know, be obedient to your parents and everything. And I know that, you know, we'll talk about the parents in a little bit, but just do those things that God has given you to do, you know. Do it, you know. Be obedient, you know. Take out the trash, whatever. I mean, I'm just using trash, but it can be anything. Go to school. Go to school, you know. Get your education and thing. Listen to the teacher and the instructors and stuff, because they're in that position, you know, even though they're teachers and even though they're being paid for, but no doubt not enough. No doubt not enough, but they're in that position for your well-being so you can get an education so you can be a better person. Okay, I mean, even if you want to drop that, go to a trade school, do something that will be a positive in this life, you know. Equip yourself, you know, with those things that's necessary. You know, the fact is that there are people that love you. They love you. They care about you. You know, even people that you don't even met that are praying or interceding on your behalf, they care a lot for you. They want nothing but the best for you. You know, I know for a fact it's not easy. As a parent in this time and day, especially with single parents raising a son or a daughter on their own, or sons or daughters on their own, it's not. And when the one person of the spouse have left the house or whatever the case might be, and they understand for the youth, and it is not your fault. It is not your fault that mom and dad split, you know. It's not your fault that your mom is raising you and she's working 12 and 14 hours days, or the same thing with father. They're both working 12 and 14 hours a day to provide a roof over your head and to make sure you get fed. They only care about you. They only want the best for you. In most cases with parents that really love their children, they want their children to have a much better life than they did. They do. And the truth is today, because of technology, you have more things at your disposal than you ever did before. Amen. Let's read another scripture. It says, let's go to Ecclesiastes 12:1. It says, remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come, and the years approach when you will say, I find no pleasure in them. Listen, this is the time now that you begin to remember your Creator. You know, take notice of the things of God that's around you. Every time you breathe in the morning, that's because God says breathe. Every time you open up your eyes or whatever the case may be, that's because God said open up your eyes. You know, when you put clothes on in the morning to go to school or go to church or go to whatever function or go to the mall to hang out with your friends and everything, that is a blessing that God has given you to be able to do that. It's a blessing to say that you have friends. It's a blessing to say that you have friends. The other thing that we talked about on Friday is we talked about having a prayer for not just the youth, but the teachers and the administrators and the principals and the staff and all those involved in shaping our kids for the future, as we always say. But in reality, the future is now, you know. So we always want to continue as adults. And even as children, you get in the habit of praying for your teacher. You know, praying for the teachers, especially teachers you think you don't like you. You know, but you get in the habit of praying for them. Get in the habit of calling out to God and say, God, help my teacher. Bless not only the teacher, but bless their families. Why? Because they're watching out for your soul. They're watching out for you as far as when you grow, as you being groomed into what God has called you to be. It has to be done that way. It has to be. Let's read another scripture, and then we're going to play a little music. Amen? Okay. Let's go to... Listen, Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Did you know that God knows the plans he has for you? I don't care how young you are. I don't care whether you're 40 years old, you know. But God knows the plans he has for you. Look, Jeremiah 1:49 says that when the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations, as sovereign Lord." And I said, I do not know how to speak, I'm only a child. But the Lord said to you, do not say, I'm only a child. You must go to everyone I send you and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid, and if I am with you, and I will rescue you, declares the Lord. Then the Lord did reach out his hand and touch my mouth and said to me, now I have put my words in your mouth. The key part of that scripture, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah and said, before I formed you in your womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. God knows you, youth, young people. He knows who you are. He knows every stitcher. Before the foundation of the earth, he knew who you were. He knew the things that would take place in your life, the things that would hurt, the things that would put you in despair, the things that would cause you to go in the opposite. He knew exactly who you are and who you were. And the thing that you got to understand that he's with you, you know. And the same thing of principle applies to the parents that were children in one day, or youth in one day, have grown up into adults. Say, God knows who you are. He knows the plans that he has for you. He has the plan to give you the prosper you, or to give you an expected end. He knows that, you know. The thing that sometimes we get lost in the mix of the noise that goes on around us, especially as adults, whether there's bills need to be paid and, you know, loss of job and all kinds of crazy things going on. And like we talked about that last week about the Job effect and how many things be affecting him to the point where you don't know which way to turn, and you got all these things happening at the same time, all this bad news. as the old people used to say back in the day, if it ain't one thing, it's another. You got all these different things happening to you, and for you to understand that God is even with you there, that he loves you, he cares you, and he promised to never leave you or forsake you. The thing we got to also realize that if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, this is a wake-up call for you today. That's my prayer for you. That if you have never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, all it takes is for you to believe in your heart. For you to believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord of the Lord, and that's it. You don't take a lot of screaming and yelling and any of that kind of stuff. But for you to believe that Jesus Christ is Lord of all lords, that's what it takes. So the thing that I want you to do today, as we continue on with this broadcast, is continue to believe in God. Continue to seek after the things of God. And continue being prayerful. My prayer today. Let's go ahead and do that. Father God, we pray for every youth that is listening to this radio broadcast, every parent that is listening, that happened upon this radio broadcast, God. Even those that will be listening to the archives of it and stuff. That we pray right now that your anointing will go upon the land, Lord Jesus. That you begin to heal, Lord, with the canker and the locust and the grasshopper and the palmer worm has eaten. That you begin to restore those things that are broken in our families, God. We pray that prayer may return not necessarily to the school, but within our families. That when our children leave out in the morning, God, that we are in prayer with them. In fact, we are even anointing their head with oil, God. We pray for a wake-up call within the body of Christ. That we begin to fight the enemy, God, with the weapons that you have given us that are not carnal, but mighty through the pulling down of all strongholds, God. We pray for you to dispatch a host of legions of angels around every school that's in this nation. We pray again, God, that you will continue to be a blessing, God, to every teacher, every principal, every administrator, God, and every staff that affect our kids. We pray that they will begin to know who you are in Christ Jesus' name. We know that we can't do this thing by ourselves. For every single time we try to do it, God, we fail. You have created a great nation. And in this nation, you have called us to higher heights. So allow us to return to our first love. We do pray this prayer in Christ Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Again, I'm your host, Reverend Ray. The name of the show, When Christian Speaks, give him a call. 888-488-6772. Again, the number is 888-488-6772. If you're already online, you can also send me a chat. Send me a line. I have the chat line open also. Amen. I thank you for those that are already listening. I pray that this broadcast be a blessing to you and everything. And we're going to move on. Let's read some more scriptures. Amen. We're talking today about concerning our youth, about the violence and everything that's taking place in the schools and not just in the school, all around our youth. This is a special prayer radio broadcast. This is part two of it, that God might dispatch legions of angels to protect them and the teachers and administrative staff. The enemy, like I have in my bow, the enemy has many weapons at his disposal to try to take our youth out. But our weapons are greater and stronger. But what good is our weapon if we don't know how to use it, y'all? Of course, the worst thing is to have a weapon and do not use it when it's needed. We put it back in the thing because we feel like that it's not our problem. You know, and we want to pay for the protecting our youth and teaching them about the horrors of this world. Because in this world, we're going to have heartaches. We're going to have trouble. We're going to have trials and we're going to have tribulation. So we might as well, we can't shield them from the things. All we can do is protect them as much as we can and give them over to God and ask the blood of the Lord Jesus to cover them. You know, we can teach them about those things that come. And I'll let them know that there's going to be, until Jesus Christ comes back, there's always going to be evil or bad things that take place in the world. But to show them love and to show them that God cares for them, you know, and he has the best interest for them. Amen. Let's read another scripture. Amen. 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 Okay, here's one. Ephesians 6, 1 through 3, it says, do what your parents tell you. I guess it's the New King James Version. This is only right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first command that has a promise attached to it, namely so you will live well and have a long life. Listen, I go back to what I said before. Listen, you want a long life, you honor your mother and your father. You obey your mother and your father, and God would extend your life. You know, you honor them. You show them love. You show them that you pray. Even when they get old, as they get older, you show them honor. You know, you never disrespect your parents. Never curse at them or say anything that will cause them to do harm. Never do that. That's disrespectful. When you do that to them, you're dishonoring the God that you said that you know about. Even as adults, when we do that. Every time we open up our mouth and say anything negative or curse at our parents or anything like that, we're bringing dishonor to not only to us, but to God, because God is the one that put them under us. Now, granted, they are bad parents. Those parents that don't love, that abuse and take advantage and cause hurt and all that kind of stuff, you know. But God would bring correction to them, you know. God would bring correction to them, you know. And I know too, as a youth, it's very difficult to pray, you know. When you get older, you can. But as a youth, when you're going through those things, you sit there, what is the Bible? You blame yourself. I'm here today to tell you, it is not your fault, you know. It is not your fault. You know, seek help. If you've been abused of any kind by anybody, I don't care who they are, seek help. Seek guidance, you know, stuff like that. You do not have to be abused like that. Whether you're being raped, you know, you don't have to be abused. That is not God's will for you. That's the enemy trying to destroy you. So I'm speaking to you from that perspective. The other thing, the other part that, but as I'm sitting here, I'm talking about and I'm listening to, is that we have to be careful about it's the people that we hang out around as youth, you know. Not everybody is our friend. Some people come with an agenda, you know. Even as adults, it don't change. It doesn't change because you get older. Some people have an agenda, and the agenda is not in your best interest. It's not, you know. That's why you always hear horror stories of people that young men and young women hanging with a crowd, a group of people, and some people in the crowd decided to do a crime. And because you're with them, even though you didn't do anything and you didn't believe in what he was doing, you went down too. So some people don't have your best interest, and to be able to see those things, that's why it's important for us as leaders, as parents, of people of authority, as ministers of the gospel, as preachers, of teachers, of principals, and to look out for them. Because sometimes as youth, we don't always have we don't always have the wisdom needed to address it or see something coming at us that's really make look good, sound good, but really it's a crazy roaring lion ready to devour you in a way possible that it can. Amen. Yeah, man. Let's read another scripture. I'm gonna check the chat room, see if have any people sign in. God bless you. Amen. Let's read another scripture. It is another one, Colossians 3:20 says, children, obey your parents in everything. Obey your parents. For this pleases the Lord. For this pleases the Lord. James 2:14-7 says, what good is it, my brothers, if a man claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save him? Suppose a brother or sister without clothes or daily food. If one of you says to him, go, I wish you well, and keep warm and well-fed, but there's nothing about his physical need, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself is not accompanied by action or is dead. The thing that scripture that means for as far as young people and stuff, like, listen, they're talking about love. The whole thing is talking about love. If you have someone that's looking out for your interest, that is clothing you, you know, that's providing for you, that's being a spiritual father or mother to you and stuff, that's based off of love, you know. If you have someone that's even trying to show you the right direction to go, you know, that's paying your way through school or that's preparing you for this world, they're preparing you because they want nothing but the best for you. And it's not as easy as you think, because I know that a lot of times some youth and some young people take things for granted. You know, they take for granted because they have a roof over their head. Let me tell you, there's a ton of youth that are living in foster homes or living in shelters or even living in the woods. They take for granted for those things. They do. And that was never, you can't take that kind of thing for granted, man, because just as quickly as they come, they go. Sometimes we need to tell our parents or tell our loved ones that we love them too, that we care for them too. You know, as talking to the youth, we need to be able to do those things. Amen. All right, let's take a little quick break, and I'll be back in about a couple seconds. I want to play this is a song, another song by Devil Wilson. Amen. We'll be back in about a minute. Hello. amen, amen, amen. That was a song by Devil Wilson called He Endures Forever. More or less with Devil Wilson, I'm going to see if I can get her on the air one of these days too. She has quite a few songs out and everything. And that was one of the songs I decided to use as one of my songs that I play on the radio. Amen. God bless you. Welcome back to the show. My name is Reverend Ray. The name of the show is When Christians Speak. You can reach me at 888-488-6772. Today is Sunday, February the 24th, and we're broadcasting live from the Washington, D.C. area. Amen. I'm glad we're talking about the name of the show today is a special prayer radio broadcast for our youth. This is part two of a segment we did earlier in the show on prior to just passed, and we want to continue on talking about prayer, having prayer for our youth, the things that are going on in the school system, the things that happen in this area with the Suitland High School, the two young people that passed away. And we just want to continue to be in prayerful with the principals and the administrators and the staff and the teachers and all those that are involved with our youth. We also want to be in prayer for families, you know, because families are going through some major things with our youth. One of the things I had shared with you before, one of the things I had shared with you before is that that the enemy is doing whatever he can, man, whatever he can to take out our youth. He does. I mean, he's using all kinds of weapons, all kinds of things at his disposal to make sure that our youth are being destroyed. And we as parents or teachers or people that's in charge or pastors or preachers or, you know, all the above, you know, at this day and time, it definitely takes a village to raise a child. In fact, I want to go, it probably takes a nation or a community and a whole lot of people to raise a child because they have so many distractions going at them, you know. And it used to be just peer pressure, but now it's more than that, you know. It's more than just peer pressure. They got all kinds of distractions that distract them from the things that God has for them. And as parents or as guardians over them, that we're trying to show and teach them the right way. I shared with you earlier that my pastor was talking about that we need to be praying for our own children. So it's not even about them bringing prayer back in school, but praying for your child before they leave out the house, anointing with them with oil. You know, we should get in the habit of doing that on a constant basis, because if we don't chase after them, the enemy will. Amen, amen. Listen, I was reading some scriptures, you know, some different things to encourage the youth and encourage you as parents and those that are facing difficulties. You know, I do realize that a lot of people that have lost their jobs, so things are really, really tough. And my prayer for you is that God will make and provide a way for you out of those things. And I do understand that there are people that are coming from broken homes, and either the mother or the father is not in the house and everything. So everything falls on that particular parent, you know. And to understand, for you to understand is that God, even now, that God is with you. So I have a passion, a concern about you, especially for someone like me. I grew up without my father being around. My mother raised me. My mother was my mother and my father. And the thing about that, one of the things that I want to tell the young people and tell even the parents out there is that, now, I was surrounded by some great men. You know, my uncles, you know, my uncles, man, you know, they were very supportive. And I also, at that time, was in the church. So I had a gentleman by the name of Bishop Brandon, you know, to be able to instill in me, you know, put in me some good fruit or good seeds and stuff that became seasoned. And then as time began, you know, there was always somebody that was there, and that becomes the prayer for even for you as single mothers or single parents, that God will provide someone there that will be instrumental in your life, in your child's life, to help you out through those times and make you understand, to help you understand that you are not alone. You know, you are not alone. Listen, let me tell you a secret. Well, maybe it's not a secret. Well, let me tell you something. The thing you got to understand in an area is probably thousands upon thousands of people that's praying and interceding on your behalf that you have never met. They're interceding on your child's behalf because they are not. These are called intercessors. This is what they do. They intercede on behalf of the nation. They intercede on behalf of our children and our school system. They intercede on behalf of the president. This is what we do. That's what we do. So we're praying for you, and we're interceding for you, and we're praying that God will give you as the youth and the parents, you know, and the school system and the teachers and administrators and all the above, the staff, everybody that comes in, even the daycare providers, the wisdom, you know, and the knowledge on how to deal with our youth of the day. We're praying, the prayer is so that they will be honest with you, okay, but they will not harm you in any kind of way or cause you to be harmed, that they will have your best interest at heart. Amen. Amen. I want to continue to read a couple of scriptures. We have been reading some. Let's go to, let's go to 1 Peter 5 and 5:9. It says, that's 1 Peter 5, starting at verse 5. Okay, it says, be submissive to those who are older. All of you clothe yourself with humility towards one another, because God opposes the proud, but give graces to the humble. Humble yourself, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares. Listen, don't be anxious, young people. You know, cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of suffering. There are kids, there are young people suffering all over the world, even worse than you. You think that you have a bad, you know, because mom or dad or grandma or somebody won't let you do this or you can't do this. There's somebody even 100 times worse than what you're facing right now. And the thing about it, we have talked about this, about being grateful and thankful for the things that God has given you, for the clothes that's on your back, the fact that you got food when you wake up in the morning. There are people, there are young men and women in Africa right now that are starving and have been left alone because parents couldn't take them, so they had to abandon them. But God has given you favor so that when you wake up in the morning that he's with you. Amen. Let's read another scripture. Before I do that, let me again tell you the name of the show. The name of the show is When Christian Speaks. I'm your host, Reverend Ray. You can reach me at 888-488-6772. Give me a call. Or you can also chat with me online during the radio broadcast. If you have any questions, any prayer requests, by all means, give me a call or chat, and we'll go from there. You know, this broadcast, again, is a special dedication, special broadcast geared for the prayers for our youth in the school systems, also in the families, and for the teachers and the administrators, and the staff, for all of the above. And one of the things I didn't put in the bio, but I need to also put daycare providers, you know, because all these different areas right there are the ones that can attack our children, you know. And we have to be careful. We have to watch them. And we have to monitor them. We have to do whatever it takes, because it's our job. It's our job as parents and as administrators, as people of God, to protect our youth, even within the church, even within the church. You know, one of the things that takes place in my church and probably takes place hopefully in a lot of other churches is background checks. You know, I'm checking on people to make sure there's no predators in the house of God. Because listen, let's not be fooled about this thing. The enemy comes there too. He comes there looking for a girlfriend or some church girl that he can take advantage of. So if he comes looking for that, you know he'll come looking to see if he can take advantage of some child that don't even know. You know, and our children, as much as smart as they think they are, you know, and as much as they think that they know about everything about life and they got all the answers, oh, I know. Y'all seen the commercial on TV and the young man be talking to him and his father. He be telling the father, yeah, I know, Dad, I know. As much as they think they really know about things, about how this world is, they really don't know. They really don't know. And young people, for us, this is why we watch out for you. You know, because we see things that you might not see. You know, we are aware of things that you might not be aware of. You know, but what you do to us is that you fight us on every chance you get, because you think that you have the best answer. Oh, they my friends. And one of the things I share with you, everybody that says they're your friend or your buddy or your BFF, guess what? They're not your BFF. They are not your BFF. They don't care anything about you. They got an agenda. Even as a young person, they have an agenda. Listen, and it doesn't change when you get older, because even when you get older, they still have an agenda. Even adults have an agenda. But my task for you is that there is no age to secure how you can know Jesus Christ as your Lord. There's no age that God can begin pouring into you wisdom when dealing with those things. Amen? All right, I want to move on. Amen. I want to read a couple more. I got a lot of scriptures for you here. Let's go to, here's a good one. Let's go to Joshua first. Joshua 1, let me start at verses 7 to 9. It says, be strong and very courageous. That is my message to you, every young person, every parent that's out there, whoever you are. It's for you to be strong and be very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law of my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left. Look, in other words, stay focused on the things of God. You know, stay focused. I don't care what's going on in your life. I don't care how things I'll tell you right now. I don't care what. You stay focused and stay faithful to the things of God, that you may be successful in wherever you go. You want to be successful? You stay focused on God. That goes for both young people and adults. Stay focused on God. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night. Get the word of God and meditate on it day and night. Read it 3 and 4 times a day. Listen, get a CD player or play it on your iPod or whatever. So even as young people, and begin to let them think. Listen, one of the things that I do even now and everything, that I get the word of God and I put it in a CD player or in the iPod and I sleep with it on. You know, meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written within it. Then you will be prosperous. Listen, prosperous, check out the word, prosperous and successful. Have I not connected? This is verse 9 says, have I not commanded you to be strong and commanded? You can really go away to college or to school. You be strong. Why? Because everything that God has given you for your college and for your education is already in place. You have to be strong and be courageous. Be not terrified. Don't be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Young people, I want to let you know that the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Wherever you go, he's with you. You know, you come from good stuff, man. You come from a praying family. And if you don't know Jesus Christ, and even your family does not know Christ like that, my prayer for you that you will find him, that he will direct your path, that he will somebody be put in your life that do know to be able to speak to you about the things of God. That's my prayer for you and for the parents. The same that you would come into contact with somebody that would be able to speak to you about the things of God. Why? Because God loves you. He has nothing but he has his desire for you is good and grace and mercy for you. Even while you're going through. Amen. Amen. Let's look at another scripture here. Amen. God bless. Amen. Amen. Proverbs 8:32-33 says, now then, my son, listen to me. Blessed are those who keep my ways. Listen to my instructions and be wise and do not ignore. Here in the scripture, the author is talking to his son. He's telling, listen, I'm telling you some things that work. Follow after me. Listen to what I have to say. You know, I'm preparing you so that when you become a daughter, and everything I've taught you will begin to come out of you. And you begin to see some different things that have taken place. That's why I'm doing that. I'm doing it for you. I'm providing for you and everything. So that God will use you effectively, completely, in every way that he has called you to do. Amen? Amen. Amen. Let's play a little bit more music. I'm going to play, this is another song by Deborah Wilson. Amen. So we can play a little bit of that, and we'll take a little short break, and we'll be right back. Amen. Oh, I can get to it. There you go. The name of the song is "The Things You Do." Amen. Welcome back to the show. The name of the show is When Christians Speak. I'm your host, Reverend Ray. Today is Sunday, February the 24th, broadcasting live from the Washington, D.C. area. And just want to thank you for being on the show. I see that we have people that's online through the internet and everything. And again, I thank you for listening to the show. One of the things that has taken place since I started, and I'm beginning to get better and better with the show, amen, but I just continue to keep the show and keep what we're doing in prayer that God would see fit to bless this ministry and to bless the things that we're trying to do here. Today we're continuing on with a special radio broadcast for our youth. This is part two of a two-part segment. Again, we just want to give our prayers concerning our youth in schools, that God might dispatch legions of angels to protect them, but not only them, the teachers, the administration, and the staff. And you can also send me a chat if you don't want to call in the chat room. Again, the number here is 888-488-6772. One of the things I have in the Bible is that the enemy has many weapons at his disposal to try to take out our youth. And this is for real, y'all. But our weapons are greater and stronger. But what good is our weapon if we don't know how to use it? You know, that's why it's important for us as believers to be in a church that have a discipleship in a teaching place. Yeah? What good if a weapon you don't? What good if prayer if you don't know how to pray? Oh, you don't know how to fast. You don't know how to do anything. You better know how to use those weapons. So you hold up the shield of faith. You know, we gotta know how to put those weapons to use. Amen. Of course, listen. Then God also have says, of course, the worst thing is to have a weapon and do not use it when it's needed. The worst thing to do is to have the sword, the word of God in your hand and don't use it when you need to use it, you know. And I'm not talking to discipline your youth and nothing like that or strike back at the youth, but I'm talking about to speak against those things that are spiritual warfare. Because when we really get down to it, this is about spiritual warfare. Or really, because all the things that's going on in this country today concerning our youth with the murders and the young people killing young people and the thing that can happen and all across the country, it's spiritual warfare. So for us, man, we have to. It is a must as a Christian to intercede for our children, to anoint them with oil, you know, as many times as possible, once a day, twice a day, whatever. It's important. For us, even for pastors or lay people, for all of them, you know, to be for youth teachers to be involved to the point where we're constantly encouraging them and uplifting them and exhorting them, you know, to the point where that we let them know that they are loved by us, but more than that, that God loves them. Because if we don't, the enemy will. And that's what the last two broadcasts have been about. That's what the last two broadcasts have been about. Letting our children know. And letting you as parents know that God loves you, and we love you, and we're interceding for your help. And I say this all the time. I used to have a young man. He was a mentor. He wasn't a young man, but a mentor for me. His name was Reverend Marvin. He said, "Ray, I love you, and you can't do a thing about it." And he would say that all the time. So I'm saying that out there to every young person, every parent, every teacher, you know, every administrator, that God loves you and you can't do anything about it. and that there's a host of people that are interceding for your hand, even when you think you can't make it. Even as parents, even when your schedule becomes so busy to the point where you're about to pull out heads and don't know which way to go or where to turn to, let me tell you right now from the start that God knows all about it, that He's always will provide for you a ram in the bush for you, you know, to help you through those difficult times. Amen, amen. Listen, God is good, man. I'm just happy to serve Him in any way I can. I'm praying that this broadcast is reaching out to you and everything. I know that the listeners have the numbers have begun to increase, and I'm praying this broadcast is reaching out to you, you know, and seeking through the radio and touching your heart and encouraging you to the point that you know who you are in Christ Jesus. That's my prayer for you. My prayer for you is that you begin to get stronger and stronger, not because of Reverend Ray, you know, because I'm talking about, because the Spirit of God that has surrounded Himself with you to let you know that you are loved. That's what I'm praying for you about. That's what God desires for you, you know, that truly we begin to understand the meaning of no weapon formed against us shall prosper. That's the prayer. Amen? That's the prayer. Let's go back to some scriptures here, okay? Amen. God is so good. God is good. Look, Matthew 26:41. This is Jesus speaking. He says, "Watch and pray that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, and the body is weak." And this was Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane before He was getting ready to get crucified. He was telling the disciples to watch and pray, and they kept going to sleep. What is the message here for us? For the young people and for the watch and pray. You know, watch and pray over your children daily, man. Watch and pray. You know, don't be concerned about going into that space and going into the room and find out what's going on, because you have to give them space. You know, yeah, you got to give them space, but you better be watchful and see what's coming into your house at the same time. You got to make sure ain't no marijuana or drugs slipping into your house. You are unaware because you don't want to evade their space. You know, you have to get to a point where you have a relationship with your children to the point where they're able to tell you anything. And not just as parents or adults and stuff, but all of us. All of us. All of us. We are responsible for our youth. You know, we are responsible for our youth. I'm responsible for my nieces and my nephews, even for the children at the church. I'm responsible for them. I have to constantly pray for them and watch over them. And if I see them doing anything that's contrary to what God has ordained to do, I have to be able to speak to them and not be afraid that I'm going to be reprimanded, whether through their parents or even through them, because some kids will tell you, "You're not my mom, but you're not my dad." You know, they'll tell you in a heartbeat. And I know a lot of times that we, that as on the outside, that without kids, don't really want to, you know, get involved with the situation. But we don't have a choice now, because if we don't, the enemy will. If we don't speak against those things that are wrong, the enemy will. He'll speak and say, "Yeah, come over to my side, you know. Come on over here, let's do this," and, you know. And he'll woo them, you know, for us old people. He'll woo them to the point, or love on them to the point, and they feel like they have never been loved like that before. And next thing you know, they're doing some crazy things you never thought that they would do. That's what happens. They did begin to do some things that you never would expect. Amen? Amen. Let's go back to another scripture. Amen. Let's see. Amen. 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 God is good. Oh, okay. Here's one. It comes from Titus 2. Titus 2, verses 2 through 8. It says, "Teach the older men to be temperate, and worthy of respect, self-controlled, and sound of faith, and love and endurance. Likewise, teach the older women to be relevant in the way they live, not to be slanderous or addicted to much wine, but teach what is good, that they can listen, that they can train the younger women to love their husbands and their children, so they can train the younger women." So everything we're doing so that we can train you to love your husbands, women to love your husbands and to love your children, and husbands to love your wife and to love your children, to be self-controlled and pure, to be busy at home, to be kind, to be subject to their husband. Okay, and so that simply encourage the young men to be self-controlled in everything, set them example by doing what is good, and your teachers show integrity, seriousness, soundness of speech that cannot be condemned, so that those who oppose you may be ashamed because they have nothing bad to say about us. You know, we want to live as example. You know, we want our life to be a testimony to our young people. We want them, when they look at us and everything, that when they look at us and everything, they can't find fault. But they go to find something. When they look at prayers, they're like, okay, you know, my prayers, man, they're not perfect. But listen, I'm talking relative in the terms of making sure that we're not, you know, like if you have been drinking and stuff like that, and you tell your child not to drink, and you're drinking, that's not the message you want to send, okay? And, you know, if you are there sleeping with everybody's son, and you tell them, you know, they follow what they do, what they see you doing. And that's the most dangerous thing. And then you be like, well, why did this happen? Why did that take place? Why are they on drugs? Why they saw you smoke marijuana and do some other hard cocaine for years and stuff? So they're copying what you're doing. So the thing for us is to make sure that we begin to change and we begin to crucify ourselves from those things and stuff, so that we begin to put our focus on God. To put our focus on, we have to change. We have to change as adults. We have to be able to say, God, you know what? Here I am, it's raggedy and messed up here. Let me throw myself at your mercy. So you begin to change inside me so that I would never, ever be the same. And you and think about what God would do. He'll do it, you know, for his name's sake, but he'll do it also so that the kids, those that are coming up behind you are watching, they see a change in you, you know, and it's like, you know, my mom and my dad and my aunt and my grandmother or whoever, they change, they're not the same person. So if God did it for them, they can do it for me. Listen, let me tell you a secret. My mom, I love my mom, man. Like crazy. I do. The thing is, I remember when I first accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, one of the things that I remember thinking in my mind is that, because I was going through a very difficult stage as a young man, you know, I had an opportunity to go left and right with gangs and all that kind of stuff. But my mom, I watched her life, I watched her love for Christ, and that was the thing that drew me into wanting to be a Christian, even as a young people. Young person, I wanted to be involved with God because I love how her relationship, her prayer life, and all that kind of stuff. Even with how she raised up, was a single mother and everything. There was never a man in the house and calling and knocking on the door and all that kind of stuff, none of that kind of stuff. But I love the way that she raised us. I love her zeal that she had for Christ. The zeal that she had for God. I love the fact that she prayed with us all the time. Like I told you guys earlier, man, we went to church all the time. I think we went to church 3, 4, 5 times a week, man. Stayed in church, you know? We stayed in church, amen? We did. Listen, my time is running out. I only have like a minute and 25 seconds left. But I just want to thank you for listening to this broadcast. My name is Reverend Ray. The name of the show is When Christians Speak. You can also listen to the archives. I encourage you to listen to the archives of this show. The name of this show, particular show, was dealing with a special prayer radio broadcast for the youth. This is part two. Part one is available also. So I pray that you will be able to listen to some of the shows that I've already done. Give me a shout out through email and everything, and let me know you know how things are doing. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, and God bless you again. Amen. Amen. Amen.
I wanna see Jesus.